Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is. Chapter 5, Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. Text 22. Famous text about the miserable enjoyments. Yehi sam sparshaja bhoga. Dukkayo naya evate adyantavanta kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha. Those he certainly samsparshajaha, by contact with the material senses, bhogaha, enjoyments, dukkha, distress, yonayaha, sources of, eva, certainly, te, they are, adi, beginning, anta, end, vanta, subject to, Kanteya, O son of Kunti, na, never, teshu, in those, ramate, take delight, buddha, the intelligent person. An intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery, which are due to contact with the material senses. O son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise man does not delight in them. Purport. Material sense pleasures are due to the contact of the material senses, which are all temporary, because the body itself is temporary. A liberated soul is not interested in anything which is temporary. Knowing well the joys of transcendental pleasures, how can a liberated soul agree to enjoy false pleasure? In the Padma Purana, it is said, Ramante yogino nante satyanande chidatmani iti rama padena sau param brahma vidiyate. The mystics derive unlimited transcendental pleasures from the absolute truth, and therefore the supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, is also known as Rama. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also 551, it is said, no Nayam deho deha bhajam niloke kashtam kaman arhadevid bhujam ye tapo divyam putrakayena satvam sudyedyasmat pramasokyam tvanantam. My dear sons, that's Rishabhadev to his 100 sons, there is no reason to labor very hard for sense pleasure while in this human form of life. Such pleasures are available to the stool eaters, hogs. Rather, you should undergo penances in this life by which your existence will be purified, and as a result, you will be able to enjoy unlimited transcendental bliss. Therefore, those who are true yogis or learned transcendentalists are not attracted by sense pleasures, which are the causes of continuous material existence. The more one is addicted to material pleasures, the more he is entrapped by material miseries. Yehi sam sparshaja bhoga dukkha yonaya evate adyantavanta kaunteya nate shuramate buddha. An intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery which are due to contact with the material senses. O son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise man does not delight in them. Hare Krishna. What does this mean is that you already have pleasure that does not begin. It has already begun. So if you have to begin some enjoyment, it will end. But we are searching for enjoyment. That's our nature. This is legitimate. We want to find bliss, but we want to find bliss which doesn't end. And what does it mean? It means that it's already there. It's already there. We're just not on the proper wave, not on the proper channel. We don't register, we don't realize where is that pleasure. It's shocking. So, in other words, you are already in bliss. In other words, in Canto 16, Krishna describing the demoniac natures, describes different qualities. He describes many demoniac qualities. So, according to Purnachandra Maharaj, Gitamrita, and the commentaries of the Acharyas, Arjuna is asking, "Oh Krishna, you have described so many dangerous qualities. Do you remember any of the demonic qualities from chapter 16? Maharaj has been quoting almost every evening some of those. You remember any of the qualities? Lust, anger, attachment,
pride,
yes, not absence of cleanliness, yes, ashaucham, yes, good. There is also there are three types of pride: conceit, pride, and arrogance. Arrogance. Have you been able to translate all three? Conceit. It's. You still have the Slovenian Gita? Nivec. Okay. This is 16 and verse 4. So. Dambho darpo bhimana. Pride, arrogance, conceit. Ponos, ošabnost, domišljavost. Okay. Harshness. Osodnost. Yeah, so it's parushyam. Speaking harsh cutting words. That when you like to use harsh cutting words. So these are some of... So, and Krishna describes the mentality. He gives us the window into the mind of a demon. Yeah. This much I have now, so much wealth I have now, and it will grow. It will be more. And that enemy has died. And the other one, okay, we'll have to figure out how to make him also go down. As they say, how to make him buy a farm. That's how they say, you know, Mr. John has bought a farm upstate in the country. Two square meters farm, pushing up the daisies. So they say, that's their jargon, you know, push up the daisies, you know, these little flowers, white flowers. Marietice, he's pushing up the daisies, bought the farm and is pushing up the daisies from him. So that's their plan. Yeah. So harshness, cruelty, arrogance. So Arjuna is asking, "Oh Krishna, there are so many bad qualities. How will I control all of them? So many bad qualities." And I have seen, we read Bhagavad Gita in the early days, and one devotee, he read it, and then he said, "My God, but this is me and my whole family." This is, and Bhakti Yogananda Maharaj, he said that this chapter convinced him that Krishna really understands my heart. he really understands my dirty heart. But it can sound scary. So therefore, Arjuna says, how can I be free from all of these qualities? So then Krishna says, Arjuna, just get rid of how many? Three. Yeah, just deal with three. Lust, anger, greed. Tridvaram narakasyedam jnanam nashanam atmanaha kama krodas tata lobhas tridvaram narakasyedam dvaram nashanam atmana kama krodas tata lobhas tasmat etat trayam tyajet. There are three gates leading to this hell: lust, anger, and greed. Every sane man should give these up, for they lead to the degradation of the soul. And in Sanskrit, it's nashanam atmana. They destroy the self. So Purnachandra Maharaj was pointing out that we think that, no, this is who I am. This anger is me. This lust is me. That's who I am. So I should become myself. This angry, greedy, you know, be yourself. Be lusty, be angry, the demons are saying. Bewildered people are saying. But Purnachandra Maharaj was pointing out, but look, Krishna says, no, they are what takes you away from the self. In fact, you yourself by nature are already in bliss, but you are distracted by lust, anger, and greed, and you can't feel your nature. You cannot feel who you are, and you cannot experience that actual Satchit Ananda nature of who you are. If you just stop being distracted by lust, anger, greed from yourself, if just for some time you will experience your true nature, you will feel blissful. And this is what devotees sometimes can experience, that you can forget about external objects during a kirtan, during japa, hopefully, definitely during a class. Yes, you can see, you forget about the external objects and go deep inside. And definitely during prasadam, yeah, you forget about the other, hopefully, objects. And you can experience some of that happiness which is beginningless. It's not that it begins at a certain moment. At a certain moment you notice, oh, life is good. Oh, everything is good. Or, wow, it's wonderful. But you can't notice when it started. Can you find it? Like, do you at any time feel happy in Krishna consciousness, in the temple? And does it have a beginning? That, boom, and yes! No, you just feel happy and then you're happy. You cannot pinpoint from which second it started. Because it's your nature. And the nature of your relationship with Krishna. Isn't it? Is there a second my happiness began exactly at 19:34 and 40 seconds. When they blew the conch shell, then I became happy. Or when the second Mahamantra began, then I became happy. No, you just experience the beginningless happiness. You just notice, Krishna consciousness is wonderful, the holy name is wonderful, devotee association is wonderful, Gita is wonderful. It doesn't start from some point. Like, you know, if you take the Simply Wonderful, my friend, I just talked to him, my Vartma Pradarshaka Guru, Toto Kapinath, he knows that Ljubljana is the best place because I always bring him Medenyaki from here. No matter when I come, he asks, have you brought Medenyaki? He knows, he really likes them. So this is also a special kind of happiness. You put one medanyak on your tongue and you feel happy. Yes? But you feel happy not only because of medanyak, but also because it's Krishna's medanyak. It's offered to Krishna. And so we do have stimulants, we do have udipans that can bring out your your natural beginningless ecstasy. But it just struck me now as I was reading. I was actually surprised. I never thought about this side. Because we always say, do not become carried away by pleasures that are temporary. They end. But it is even more surprising. I just realized now as I read this verse that it has also to have no beginning. So it means that you are already happy. It shouldn't have the beginning. It's quite amazing that the true happiness doesn't have a beginning. But we feel happy in Krishna consciousness, and if you examine, you can see it's beginningless. It's the nature of the soul, the nature of your relationship with Krishna, and the nature of Krishna consciousness. We just rise to that level, and you experience this beginningless happiness, but then it ends. So is it a new category that it doesn't have a beginning, but it has an end? No, it means just that it's like, you know, like a train or tram or trolley bus or something. You know, you have the power line and you raise pantograph or how this rail is called. It touches the electricity line, the power line, and then you have energy and you know. So the power line is always there. So sometimes by our practice we connect to that power line, this beginningless, endless happiness, and then sometimes we like go down and then the power doesn't come. The motor is not running. And Krishna consciousness is training us in perceiving that all-pervading eternal nature, which is Satchitananda, and then it trains you to come to connect to that bliss. Krishna, who is called Rama, source of bliss, infinite bliss, beginningless bliss. For this also we need to sometimes go through some tests, austerity, so we have a quote here that take some austerity. Austerity means suffering. Austerity means some suffering. But you take this little austerity to connect, like to clean, you know, to clean the contact, to get connected to that power line. And sometimes you do some austerity and then you remember this austerity as something blissful. It was good. You know, like we go to a big mountain for islet and we go to the top of the mountain and Lalita Govinda Prabhu is already there with very nice pizzas and sandwiches and something else, yes? And then walking can be difficult and sometimes we walk for many hours, but would you say, no, this walking was bad? The sandwich was good. But walking, no, that was... Or do you remember walking also as something good, as part of something positive? Even though it can be difficult and it's some kind of suffering, in a way. Sometimes we even can, you know, get some blister or the knee can give us pain or something. But we remember this happily. We remember this as a happy experience. So if we take Krishna conscious austerity, can look like suffering, can seem like suffering, but it trains us to find, to clean the contact and to connect, to find that power line that pervades all existence and to connect to Krishna. That's yoga. It's called yoga, connection. To connect to Krishna and find that that happiness that has no beginning. It's already there. So in the 11th canto we also have another verse. Brahmanasya hi deho yam kshudra kamasya neshyate. Kricharya tapasa cheha pretya nanta sukhayacha. This brahminical body is not meant for pleasures that are insignificant. This brahminical body is not meant for puny, pale, useless, small, insignificant pleasures. What's a good Slovenian word for puny? Is not, no? Can you say it in like more insulting way, that it's like, what is pennyworth? Ničevo? Something, you know, like once half a cent. We had tolar, and in tolar, what was the stotin? Yeah, pol stotin no zadovoljstvo. Something. Can you say? Can't even say like that. Something like this.
We have like fortune garage.
Yeah, fortune garage. Yeah. So 11th canto says, this body is not meant for these very, very small pleasures. It is meant for harsh austerity and infinite happiness here and eternally. Not just after death. Please don't take it wrong. No, we will be happy after we die. No. I didn't join for something after death. That's why I joined, because if it exists, I want to touch it now, before I die. After death, it's Prabhupada says it's post-dated check, you know. Oh, I'm giving you 20,000 euros, but the date is, you know, after 3 years or something, and you can't get anything from it. Can't use it in any way. No, if it exists, we want to experience. And this is what Srila Prabhupada has always been offering. He's offering you the experience now. You see, even people who are just seeing devotees on the street for the first time ever, even animals, when Prabhupada was giving this talk on chanting Hare Krishna. So he was saying, this transcendental vibration. So there he says, even children and animals can... He mentioned animals because on the previous day during Harinam, a dog came to the Harinam and took part. You even see sometimes some videos how the dog comes to the Harinam and starts singing. I mean, not like so beautifully as Marco, not even so beautifully as I. Croak. Just, ooh, maybe, that, similar to me, maybe, yes. A little bit like me. So he comes, they sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And ooh, 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 ooh. So therefore, Prabhupada said that even an animal can join. So it's the power of experience, and this is the experience that has no beginning. It's already your birthright. It's already there. It's your nature. It's who you are. You are bliss, according to Shastra. You are Satchit Ananda. But now we have fallen out of pocket. No, we jumped out of Krishna's pocket into Mochvire. And so we are dirty, and even we try to... And so, you know, Krishna is trying to pick us up, and we just... Krishna just picking us up and bringing... I mean, somebody is covered with clay, with some earth from Mochvire. Yeah? It's slippery. So we try to slip out from Krishna's and devotees. Association. But Krishna is very kind, so he gives us immediately that experience, and if we persevere, according to Bhagavad Gita, it's never lost. Even the Yoga Sutra says, even sattvic impressions are not lost. What to speak about transit? Yes, they accumulate, and like medicine or some special antiseptic, it purifies gradually the whole mind. So the transcendental impressions, especially Bhakti Sukriti, it's extremely powerful. So gradually it will accumulate more and more. And then, just like vapor, water is accumulating in the clouds more and more, and when there is enough, it is showering down with the rain of, in this case, mercy. So this, we will have a river of mercy. So, in this chapter, Krishna is describing how a person who is working in Krishna consciousness is getting revelation from Krishna in a very, we say, automatically, maybe we should say organically, or very naturally. It's a natural byproduct. If you focus on the proper, on the main task, then all the other things are the byproduct. So here he describes how this person who gets more and more of the transcendental experience takes less and less pleasure or delight in the pleasures that have a beginning. Forget about end, in pleasures that have a beginning. It is quite amazing. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay. Questions, comments, points? Yeah, I can ask. If you have no questions, I will ask questions from you.
So you were mentioning how Ayasilahu Slovenčini, honey. How sattva guna accumulates impressions of sattva guna. So my question is, are not all triguna impressions accumulating, or is that something different from one birth to another? Or does more prominently stay sattva guna or something? What is the difference between these three?
In the beginning of the Yoga Sutras, Patanjali describes different states of consciousness, and he says that sattvic consciousness, which he calls, so he describes jada, kshipta, vikshipta, ekagrata, and nirodha. So he describes five. So jada is like dull piece of wood. Jada, yes. Dull. So that's... Don't bother me. Jada. Then kshipta. So that's tamasic. Then kshipta is tamas and rajas. This is some mixture. So this will be moved strongly, but in a tamasic way. Then vikshipta, this is rajasic. So it's a person who is eager to get something, but when he gets it, he loses taste, or immediately the motivation is gone. It's not very steady. So these are tamasic, tamasic-rajasic mixed, and rajasic. And two others are sattvic ekagrata, that's focused. So kshipta is divergent or dissipated, spaced out, rasprashan, yes. And vikshipta, it's also rasprashan, but more in spread, but dispersed, but more in one direction. So it's also unsteady, but more in one direction. But ekagrata is one-pointed, collected. Zbran, yes, exactly, that's what it is. Collected in one point. And this is sattvic focus. And nirodha means all waves in the mina stop, that's samadhi. It's chetodarpana marjanam, clean mirror. And And he says that even sattvic consciousness slackens the knot of karma. These impressions accumulate, and it's this concentrated consciousness slackens our karma. So sattvic consciousness in the 11th canto also it is explained, Uddhava Gita, it is also explained that sattva helps dharma, and dharma means bhakti. So they support each other. Also today we read, I was surprised, Prabhupada says, when you practice Krishna consciousness, live in sattva gun. And live in sattva gun. So he mentions sattva gun, interestingly enough. Yeah? So it's helpful, it's conducive for Krishna consciousness. Whereas tamas and rajas, yes, they are dangerous, not helpful. Definitely, that's why we have the four equality principles and other things. We avoid bad association. But if you compare life is above matter. So life is above matter. You can see that living force can rearrange matter in so many amazing ways. Whereas without the living force, according to the second law of thermodynamics, entropy always will increase until it's just nothing. Nothing's left. I mean, there is no movement. It's they call it the temperature death of the universe. Yeah, it's like everything becomes of the same temperature, same everything, same nothing. So you need the external input from another energy, or from the energy of life. This is what we see in the Gita. Where in the Gita do we have this verse which says that bhakti progress is never lost? Neha vikrama nashasti pratyavayo navidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato vayat. The smallest progress is never lost, and it saves from the worst type of danger on this path. On this path there is no loss or diminution. Okay?
Krishna speaks about happiness also in the second chapter and somewhere else also, and higher taste. And you were now saying that sattva gun is connected to fixed mind, probably on Krishna or on something. Controlled, or what does it mean?
Focused. Focused mind.
Yeah, on what?
Ideally on Krishna, yes. Uh-huh. But in general, focus on something that's not sinful, that's sattvic. And even on sinful, if it's, we can say, you know, without some, if you're able to be fully focused, this will be the sattvic part.
Yeah.
Or within consciousness.
But it shouldn't be many branched this awareness. Or where is the point in being focused on the good part, or on the focus itself is sattvic, or
the focus itself? Mm-hmm. The focus itself, and this is why any type that helps you focus, any type of activity that helps you focus will make you happier, even whatever it is.
Yeah, that's the question. Because
so there will be a mixture. So in our consciousness we will have, so in the third canto Prabhupada speaks about 81 combination of the gunas, rajas, sattva, tamas, so four parts. So you will get 81 only if they are order matters. In other words, tamas, sattva, rajas is not the same as sattva, rajas, tamas. Like, only if the order matters, then you get 81. 3 by 3, 9. 3 by 3, 9. 9 by 9, 81. So that means the order matters. So there can be a good person doing bad things, and there can be a bad person doing some good thing. It's not the same. It matters. You know, what are the... So there are different levels. So our consciousness and our activity will have different parts, and if there is some sattvic part, this is what makes a person happy. The person will be focused in their consciousness, and this is the part that helps the person to become happy. Even in the material things, it can look like whatever, you know, disco or some whatever, like something very rajasic or rajasic and tamasic. It must have some element of absorption, and because of that absorption, people experience some pleasure of it.
But that's connected to that what you were saying, because our original happy nature is coming out because nothing is in the way. That's the process mechanism.
But you are correct, and you can see that Srila Prabhupada doesn't just recommend sattva without Krishna consciousness, and in the Gita, wherever he describes sattva, he always describes sattva as focused on Krishna, as sattvic activity for Krishna. Because if it's not for Krishna, first of all, there's always danger of slipping back. It's still temporary, and the gunas are always fighting between themselves. And without Krishna, we will not even know what is sattva guna, what is good. So therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita and Srila, throughout majority of his books, Srila Prabhupada will emphasize that sattva means focusing on Krishna. Even in the Uddhava Gita, also Uddhava Gita has a different description. So here, usually Krishna speaks only about three: tamas, rajas, and sattva. In Uddhava Gita, he speaks about four: sattva, rajas, tamas, rajas, sattva, and nirguna, or Shuddha Sattva. He adds one more. And here, Sattva includes Shuddha Sattva. So, yes, the proper cultivation of Sattva is to serve Krishna, do everything for Krishna, trying to be sattvic in our behavior, following the clean lifestyle, clean behavior, pure interactions between devotees. And that will help us to advance without unnecessary delay and unnecessary obstacles. Okay, so beginningless happiness, ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.